This reflection is based on the first and second readings from the week of April 30th, Acts 2, 14a, 36-47, and 1 Peter 2, 20b through 25. Did Peter follow Jesus? The main point of the first focus reading is to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you will be forgiven and will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to read the entirety of chapter 2 of the books of Acts. Repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. Where do you think Peter first heard these words? Perhaps when he heard about Jonah's fishing trip to Nineveh? If not then, certainly when he listened to John the Baptist, right? After that, he heard Jesus speak of repentance and forgiveness many times. Yes? Yes to all of that. How about the Holy Spirit? As Jesus took the apostles up the mountain to watch him ascend into the heavens, he told them to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them. And wait they did. Peter and the rest of them waited in the upper room. And when the Holy Spirit did come, landing on the disciples like a tongue of fire, what did Peter do? He sprung into action. Flinging open the balcony doors, he starts speaking and preaching to the people below. He does it so passionately and accurately and in such a way that people of at least 15 nationalities hear him in their own language and understand him completely. His listeners are so moved by that same Holy Spirit that at least 3,000 of them are baptized into the discipleship that very day. Peter followed Jesus literally by climbing up the mountain hill. He followed Jesus by waiting patiently on Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit. He followed Jesus' example by preaching the Word of God and converting people into the faith. My faith. Our faith. Peter continued to follow Jesus long after he ascended to heaven. This is why I also considered the second reading, which is from Peter's first letter. Take a look at the start of this letter. It is addressed to people dispersed throughout the land. Just as in the books of Acts, where Peter addresses people from many nations, Peter continues to speak to a wide range of people living across the land. What does he write in that letter? Specifically in 1 Peter 2, 20b through 25, he writes that Jesus did not threaten when he suffered, and that he did not return abuse with abuse. By the time he wrote this letter, Peter was a true follower of Jesus. The days of cutting off ears were over. He became a man of peace and love and encouraged others to be the same. How I wish I could be such a complete follower. If I try a little harder, perhaps I can be. Perhaps we all can be. Here's to try to follow better. Until next time, thank you for reading. Your brother in Christ, Hank Provaznik.